The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The Bay's number one hit music station, The JV Show on a Wednesday. Happy hump day. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
All right, let's give you this chance to win $1,000 in crazy cash. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword. Listen up, everybody. It is stage. You just type the keyword stage in at wild949.com and you can win $1,000. It's very simple. You'd be pretty stupid not to enter because it's so easy.
Let's do it. Good luck. All right, first talk back of the day. Here we go.
Morning, guys. This is for Jess. It's your boy, Rich. Sorry. Hey, Jess, if you're still having that situation with your eye, try blowing cigarette smoke into it. That usually works. That worked for me at the old situation that we, us Mexicans, do. Anyways, you do know why you get those, right? Don't be looking at dogs when they go number two, Jess. So I've heard.
I've never heard that.
There's a lot to unpack there. Have you ever heard the blowing cigarette smoke in your eye?
I have heard that before.
I'll do it. I'll blow your eye.
No, thank you.
Ew.
That'll just mean the bacteria from your mouth is going to go in.
Let me see this thing.
It's a little bit irritated right now because I put my eye drops not too long ago.
Can we get an updated sty pic? I feel like we should be tracking it.
We need to track the progress.
I've already did too much and you guys have already made fun of me to your core.
Lift up your glasses. There's a huge glare on these nerdy glasses. It's hard for me to see. Like, can you, like, put them on just really
quick? Oh, my gosh.
Like, we've been tracking the eye of the storm, you know, Hurricane Melissa. We were tracking that every day. Why aren't we tracking the eye of the sty every day? And, like, oh, it's intensified today to a category whatever, you know. And today,
I actually think it's downgraded a little bit.
It's, like,
Category 3 today?
Yeah.
It's slowly getting better, but not at the pace I would like. I wish by now, obviously, it was already gone because I'm tired of this thing already. But I'm trying to be patient, I guess.
We're on day six.
Yeah, you're going to have it through the weekend.
Since it's only been, today's only day three, technically, that I've been putting, like, the prescription, eye drops in. So that's why I'm like, okay, I'm not too worried.
And have you heard of the reason why you got this?
Apparently we're watching a dog go number two.
No. Don't remember doing that.
But I think everyone does, though, right? Every time you see someone,
I have heard of that, too, though.
Everybody points it out, like, as if we've never seen it before. But everyone's like, oh, my God, look at that dog. Like,
you do? You go and stare and watch? No,
I don't stare and watch, but it's something you point out to everyone else in your car. Like, did you see that dog right there just taking it? You know what?
But because I've heard of this, I look away. You've
really?
Never heard of this?
No.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
Me either. I mean, I didn't think it was actually true.
Sounds real, of course. super real. It's Lena, what about your own dog? Don't you give Bentley some privacy? Like, Hambo gives her that look like, hey, I'm about to do something over here. Don't look at me.
Yeah, I guess my own dog doesn't count. That's not something I have to bring up to my family. Hey, Bentley, come out there, take it, and you know what? It's like, who cares?
But you enjoy one of your favorite pastimes watching other dogs go number two.
I didn't say, like, we sit there and watch it, but if you see one, for some reason, you have to tell everybody around you. No, I'm not. Well, you see it. And then you look away.
I don't share the same fascination of dogs going number two that you do, but
I don't know why. It's like I have to tell my kids, did you see that dog back there? Did you see that dog in the front yard? You guys don't do that, like, when you drive by a house?
No. What?
If I see a dog going to the restroom, I look away.
I remember having my kids when they're younger in the car pointing out excavators or fire trucks out the window. You're just pointing out dogs going number two?
Your kids don't point out the dogs going number two?
No.
Oh. Mine do.
Because they know you're interested in that.
No, that's not why.
Mom gives us a reaction when we do whatever the thing is. And in this case, it's pointing out when dogs are going number two.
This is interesting. And I don't get styes.
Okay.
Which leads me to this. I don't get styes.
Listen, you say that right now, but you still have a long life to live, you know, hopefully.
I've also lived a long time. 26 and a half years.
Are you about to put a sty hex on her right here?
Continue, Jess.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying you don't never say never.
Oh, the sty hex has been cast.
Yeah. The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So Hurricane Melissa update here. The most powerful storm to make landfall in Jamaica in 90 years, you guys. And it was bad. Winds up to 185 miles an hour. Just completely devastated Jamaica. There are areas that are completely underwater. 3/4 of the island without power right now. Other details, including casualties, are unknown. But the Red Cross did call this an unprecedented catastrophe. The people of Jamaica now just bracing themselves for possible flash floods and landslides. Melissa did pass through Cuba this morning as a Category 3. It's since been downgraded to a Category 2 as it moves towards the Bahamas.
Oh, it's crazy. We haven't really seen that much video and picture from Jamaica yet because so many people are without power. And so we don't, like, haven't really seen the full scope of it. We're going to get a lot more information today. As if reaching base 9 times in that Marathon World Series game on Monday night wasn't enough, Shohei Ohtani took the mound for the Dodgers in Game 4 of the series last night. He pitched 6 innings. Lucky for us newly diehard Blue Jays fans, he didn't have another historic performance. Instead, he gave up 6 hits, including a go-ahead home run. The Blue Jays went on to win the game 6-2. Game 5 is tonight in L.A. at 5 o'clock. Before the series, we'll head back to Toronto for Game 6 and a possible Game 7.
Go Jays! Crazy. It's going to be warm and sunny today. Highs will be in the upper 70s to low 80s, so dress accordingly. Today is going to be the warmest day of the week, so don't worry. After that, temperatures will drop again.
Hey, Aquarius besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Your mental energy is peaking today, and you should be able to bust out with all sorts of great ideas. It's a good time for you to show the world and your boss that you are more than just a pretty face. Let your creative juices flow all over them.
Yeah.
I don't think HR would be too happy about that.
I'm going to let some of mine flow right now.
Ew!
Kicking
off our Cool or Not list next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Happy Hump Day!
Oh, yes, Hump Day, Hump Day!
And on Hump Days, we do our Cool or Not list, and we throw some things out and we discuss, is that cool or not? Cool or not, people leaving their sty remedies for Jess.
Very cool. I'm loving
so
these.
So cool!
Good morning, JV Show. Happy Hump Day.
Okay.
Jess, if you believe in Mexican remedies, try this little trick. My stepdaughter told me, and it worked when I did it on my son. You take a penny, and you rub it on your jeans. You take the edge, and you rub it on your jeans. You get it really hot, and then you rub that penny over your sty, and it disappears. It worked for my son, and it works for her. Give it a try.
I don't think anything's going to work for Jess.
That scares me. That scares me. Like, remedies like that scare me just because I know how dirty pennies can be.
But you can.
Yeah, but you're rubbing it on your jeans. You're getting it nice and hot and clean on your jeans.
It kills all the germs, all the bacteria when it gets that hot.
And then you just stick it right there on your sty, and it goes away. It worked for her, so that means it has to be real.
And if not, we can smoke a pack of cigarettes and blow it right into
your eye. As long as you don't look at a dog going number 2, we should be fine.
Yeah.
Thing will stay away.
There's a lot of things to consider here.
Some of these home remedies, I mean.
I love them. Keep them coming.
Yeah, I guess keep them coming. But sometimes people are leaving. I'm just like, that. What?
But thank you for sharing. Anything helps. I've been trying a lot of things.
I feel like everything is worth a try at this point.
Right, but I actually also think I need to slow it down because I've been doing a little too much. Like yesterday, I actually feel like I irritated my eye because I was just trying everything. So I'm slowing it down, but thank you. Continue to leave them.
All right, guys. Cool or not? This one's Halloween related. Cool or not? Babies going trick or treating. So cute. But cool or not, they can't even eat the candy. Like, they're going trick or treating for their parents.
Like, how old are we talking? Like, old enough to walk up to the door? They're tiny, or like they're getting strollered up?
They're in the stroller, or the parents are holding them. Trick or treat.
They don't get candy.
Do people do that?
Yeah. If it's like their first Halloween ever, yeah.
Oh, really? Whoops.
Wait, really? And so they also have a bag like attached to the stroller or something?
Mm-hmm. Or the parents will hold it.
No, I don't think that's right.
Or even if the baby, even if it is a 1-year-old and can walk, I mean, even then, most 1-year-olds are not, you know, eating handfuls of Jolly Ranchers or whatever
probably,
the candy is.
Probably true. Yeah, in my house, you had to be able to carry your little bucket up to the front door and say trick or treat. Otherwise, you're not old enough to go trick or treating. So I don't know. I never took a baby. I never strollered my baby up to a front door and said, give them candy. So I'm going not cool, I guess.
Because I think they can still, you know, be out and about and be walking with mom, or I guess getting strolled with mom. But I don't think they should be getting strolled to the actual door.
What if they're with their brothers and sisters? Baby costumes are pretty cute.
Yeah.
They could be pretty funny.
I think a lot of times parents will go out of their way to take their baby trick-or-treating when they have like older siblings because they're going anyways. Mm-hmm. But the baby most times, maybe not all the time, has their own little bucket or basket.
Yeah.
They get a candy for looking cute too, but they're not eating it.
Right.
Dad. Dad's dressed up as a football player and the baby's dressed up as a football.
So
and then he totally
cute.
Hikes in between his legs and then they open the door and the people have to catch him really quick. Oh, so Whoa. Cute. You guys don't do that?
No.
Oh, never mind.
I can't decide if the babies is cool or not. Cool because I like to see them.
Yeah.
Also cool because I'm a parent that likes to eat all the candy.
I mean, it's cool for them to.
I guess I'm going cool, actually.
Cool for them to be dressed up and everything. Not cool for them to be receiving candy because then you know the parent's the one that's eating that candy.
So baby and parents come to your door, Jess. You're not going to give them candy?
Wow.
I'll give it to the kids that say trick or treat.
Wow, and the baby can't say it, so you're just going to be like, sorry.
So mom and stroller baby are just standing there, and they're dressed up super cute. Well, like she's dressed up as a chef with a big pot, and the baby's the lobster in the pot. And she's like,
oh my God, that's so cute.
I've seen that one before. It's pretty cute.
If the mom says trick or treat, then I'll give the mom, and the mom has like a little basket, then I'll give the mom candy. But I can't like give the baby candy.
Well, it's gonna be exhausting following all your rules when you open the door for trick or treating. Number one rule is just hand candy to everybody that's there. That's how trick or treating works.
Yes. Yeah, everyone.
I don't think anyone trick or treats in my neighborhood.
Have you ever had trick or treaters like in your life though before moving into your current place?
A few before, so I would give out candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways.
If they followed the rules.
Right. Obviously. It has very strict rules and regulations about
Graham,
this.
Do you have something?
I do. What do you guys think? Cool or not? All this brain rot, Italian brain rot that my kids are obsessed with. Selena, is this a thing in your household?
Yeah. Not cool.
Chimpanzini, bananini, cappuccino, assassino.
Ballerina cappuccino?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, these have been, oh my God, they're still going on?
But there's songs, there's all these songs that go along with it. My kids can sing the songs all day long, and then all they want to do is talk about chimpanzini, bananini, bombardino, crocodile, you know, whatever it is.
Tra-la-la-la, tra-la-la.
Yeah.
I'm going not cool.
It's just. What am I missing?
And it's brain rot, very fitting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
My son will like be all excited. He's like, you don't get it, but this one is a combination of this and this. I'm like, yeah, but why?
Don't care.
Like, what does that do for you or me? Or are you even telling me about it?
If I let my son, he would sit there for hours.
Really? Watching videos?
Watching videos.
The Bombanini. Gusanini.
Oh my God.
Because there are so many AI videos of that. And
what
then
about the zebra, Zubra, goes Zebralini?
Ballerina cappuccino. And there are a couple
of
things.
I didn't even know that. I just don't.
I'm more. Selena, cool or not, that Jess sits around and watches this.
I don't watch it,
this
but
as
kids.
A grown woman, you're in your early 30s, Jess.
I don't personally watch this.
You know all the characters.
Because it's
who's dating who?
I had to look them up just now so I could say a couple of them on the air. Ballerina cappuccino.
It's popped up on my For You page of people
but
being
why?
Like, what
the
is this?
The algorithm knows what you want to
see. No, of people explaining, like, what is going on? Why are kids watching this? And then it explained, like, the whole situation between everything.
But why are you watching that?
Because I was like, what is that? Because when you hear someone saying ballerina cappuccina, you're like, huh? So it's entertaining to be like,
so who's dating who again?
She's an Italian brain rot fan. I'm learning a lot on this morning show so far. Selena likes to watch dogs go poop.
No, I don't.
And Jess likes Italian brain rot like my kids. Wow.
And Graham throws his babies like footballs.
Not cool. Not cool.
All right. Coming up at 6:45, you guys, we have tickets for Louis Capaldi.
I'd rather see Chimpanzini Bananini. Wouldn't you?
Leave that to Jess.
Yeah, yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Johnny calling from East San Jose. I just wanted to chime in on the babies trick-or-treating for Halloween. Why are you guys hating? My baby girl is turning 6 months actually on Halloween. I got her the cutest costume. She's going to be Sully from Monsters, Inc. And yeah, I'm going to give her a bucket and take her up there and get her some candy. Why are y'all hating?
Yeah, why are you guys hating?
No, it is super cute. I just know that the parents are the ones eating the candy.
That's why I'm saying candy is not for the baby. It's for you.
Yeah, I'm all for baby costumes. I don't know why you guys are hating.
I think
that costume sounds adorable.
Yeah.
They are.
Love it. Jess was like, I'll never give that kid a piece of candy.
Cool.
I don't care
Jess
how cute
is one
they
with
are.
All the rules.
No.
Yeah. I'll give it to the parents.
Yeah, why are you guys hating?
No one trick-or-treats anyways in my neighborhood. If there were babies, I would give them everything.
Just said you wouldn't.
If they're in costume and they say trick or treat, then yes.
Wow. Okay. That sounds like a big no.
Anyways, let's talk about pets because we all have them. Graham, you said you and your wife, you already had Hambone?
My
before your wife, or that's your wife's dog?
that we got hand-boned together. That was a first anniversary, a first wedding anniversary present for my wife. We got a dog.
That is so cute. And then Selena with Bentley?
We got Bentley together.
Okay, so if you guys were to separate from your significant other, who keeps the pet in the first place?
Selena would be skipping out of there celebrating that she got to unload that dog.
For me, I know, and I said this before, my husband would get the dog because Bentley actually likes him more. Like, Bentley does not listen to me. Bentley, like, respects my husband. Uh-huh. Like, they're just a lot closer. He would be much more happier.
Is it because he feeds them and plays with him and walks them and does everything?
Maybe the playing part. Maybe that's what it is. But
acknowledges his presence at all whatsoever.
Why do you guys try to make it seem like I like hate my
dog?
Because
you've impression.
Never taken your dog for a walk before. You've
I
never
don't even take myself for a walk.
You've never picked up your dog's number.
Because it's gross. I've done it before. Wow. I've done it before. I've had to do it.
How often do you feed the dog?
The kids feed the dog.
Okay, so there's another thing you don't do. I'm just trying to think, what other part of being a pet parent have you been involved in? Because right now I can't find one thing.
Do you clean up after?
Just the fun parts.
What are the fun parts? Because you don't take them for a walk. That's the dog's happiest time of the day.
Right, and I don't like to walk, so I don't do that part.
You play with him, so.
What about playing with them, like with toys or something?
You don't do that either.
Okay, so let's see, what else? Have you ever filled his water bowl before?
Those are the kids' chores.
Oh my God.
I don't do it.
Never done anything
you
with this dog.
You don't have a dog.
Do you even know your dog's middle name?
He doesn't have a middle name.
Oh my God.
That was a trick question.
I bet your husband
knows his middle name. He doesn't have a middle name.
What's your dog's birthday?
September 26th.
What year?
2019.
She doesn't know anything about this dog.
It is 2019.
Okay, well.
What's his astrological sign?
Right.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
You know nothing about your dog.
Oh my God, that I don't know. I should know that, honestly.
This is insane. God, I can't so believe bad. This.
Well, I should know that.
Poor Bentley.
Anyways, Bentley would be happier with my man, so.
He'd be better off.
Let alone happier, but yes. All of the above.
He would actually get to eat and sleep and drink water.
Oh my God, the kids, those are their chores.
So, that's because you don't want to do it.
Because the kids need chores.
Kids sometimes forget to do their chores. What happens then?
And then Bentley doesn't eat. And then they get in trouble and they do it. But so Bentley does eat.
And then the next day, Bentley gets a drink of water.
What do you mean?
Because they forgot to do it one day.
But Selena doesn't notice because she doesn't look his way.
Anyways,
Graham,
since we're running out of time now.
Yeah, who would take your dog, your wife or you?
I think there might be a custody battle, but ultimately I think I would win that one. But I don't know. That would be tough. That's our firstborn kid.
Yeah. Would you ever agree to pay like dog support?
What do you mean?
Like, let's say you and your wife were to separate, and there are some sort
and
of
she got the dog,
and she got the dog, and then she's like, "Hey, I agree for you to see the dog, but you gotta pay up." Because there's a man that actually did
well,
this.
Well, if you had Hambone, if you kept Hambone, she would be the one having to pay dog support because you would be the primary parent.
Right, but I would never ask for money
for
to support the dog.
How much is the guy paying in cat support?
The guy is paying
cat
in cat support. Yeah, there's a man that
cats need.
There's a man that a lot of things. Cats can be expensive too. A man agreed to pay $240 every 3 months for up to 10 years to cover the cat care for two of his cats when him and his wife separated. So,
okay,
$240 for 3 months is actually not that bad because again,
seems like
cats
everything.
Can be expensive. So, would you ever come to an agreement like this?
I mean, I guess if she asked for it, then you need want to go halves on the bones food. Sure, I'll split it. And then I understand if they were like, yeah. If you had a pet that had a lot of health ailments and stuff, because I've been to the vet, you know, and the vet, holy, they fleece you there. They take you for every penny. So if it was stuff like that, of course, if she's like, oh, Hambone needs this surgery or whatever, yes, I would split that cost.
And would you still, like, go visit Hambone? Because that's tough.
That would be tough, but I would.
Yeah, I would keep my cat 100%.
Well, it's your cat. I feel like your situation's a little different because it's not a cat that you split with you and your
yeah,
fiance.
But he actually loves that cat. Like, he would want...
He probably doesn't want you saying this on the air. Like, that's embarrassing.
No.
I'm just kidding. No. I'm kidding, cat owners.
I can trust you more if you like cats. Because cats earn your trust and earn your love. Whereas dogs, they just kind of love everyone.
That's not true. That's not true. That's not true.
Bentley doesn't like Selena.
Thank you.
Yeah.
But that's because you don't try.
Case in point.
You don't try to do it.
Well, see, she has to earn the dog's
love.
See,
so there's your whole argument.
And she has not earned it. I have a buddy that was in a long-time relationship, and they had two dogs, and they broke up. And she kept the dogs, and he is fully just like... relinquished visitation, everything. Doesn't see the dogs at all anymore. It broke his heart.
Oh, that's so sad.
But I think it was the better decision.
Yeah, because imagine ending on bad terms and like the other person has a dog, but then you have to go see the dogs. You got to see that person.
Rough.
I couldn't.
Be terrible.
Couldn't. Yeah. Anyway.
But cat support?
Selena would be like celebrating. I don't have to see the dog anymore.
Yeah, I know. Stop saying that.
I can't remember what that dog's name was anyway.
He doesn't have a middle name.
I don't have to see his face. I don't. It's Bone. Ham, Bone,
so
Herbert.
So Ham is the first name?
Yeah, it's hyphenated.
Yeah, obviously.
I actually really like that.
See, Ham Bone's all one word.
That's what I thought.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Joanne.
Joanne, you're caller 20.
You just won. You're going to be checking out Louis Capaldi at the Greek Theater May 3rd. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome. Joanne, can we get a hoop day?
Hoop day.
There. Yes. All right, Joanne, hang on.
Trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, shocking discovery in the David case. David, you know, the singer who had a missing teen that he may or may not have been dating, most likely was dating. She was dead and dismembered in the trunk of his abandoned car. We all remember this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
There still have not been any official charges filed against David or anybody else, which is just insane. But remember when I told you his home in the Hollywood Hills was raided by homicide detectives?
Yep. Yeah.
And they seized a bunch of stuff? Well, a private investigator is opening up about a, quote, sadistic discovery. He spoke to Court TV and he said, quote, we found some things that had been delivered to that house that just don't belong there, don't belong in that type of environment. He didn't say what things exactly, but he did say they are things that you could use to get rid of a person if you wanted to. Really sadistic stuff.
Oh.
But didn't go into details. He said the items he is talking about were not seized, but they were photographed as evidence. And that's what he saw. Was those evidence photos.
So then how come there haven't been charges filed?
Well, the way the PI said it is that it's not like a crime to order these things. So they haven't been able to get him on that necessarily. But everything else, I don't know. I feel like there's just too much.
Yeah.
There's too much. How there's been no charges.
Even if it's circumstantial evidence like that, yes, it is not a crime to order whatever those things were that he saw in there that were very disturbing. When all the circumstantial evidence piles up with all the other stuff, usually you take that to a judge and be like, oh my God, judge, like, look at all this.
I don't get it.
Do we know, like, where he even is right now?
I have no idea.
In hiding somewhere?
Probably.
Yeah, that's the other, that's another really good question, Jess, because you would assume if they're unable to bring charges for this amount of time that, like, this person is a flight risk at this point,
yeah.
You know? Because.
Yeah. I have not heard anything about his whereabouts. Last we heard is he
had moved out.
He had moved out of that Hollywood Hills home. Mm-hmm. The houses he had in Texas, he put them under his mom's name or something like that. And like that was the last thing I heard.
This is so weird. I can't believe we're still to this point in however many weeks since we found out about this with no charges.
Yeah, it's been a couple months at this point. All right, so why Taylor Swift has been more low-key at Chiefs games? We've been trying to figure this out. You know, sometimes she goes completely under the radar, not being seen at all when she goes to see Travis play. Other times, we catch a little glimpse of her in, you know, the box suites. And what we talked about was, you know, safety reasons. That is still true. She doesn't want her whereabouts known every minute of the day because she wants to be safe. She wants her family and she wants her friends to be safe, especially when she gets death threats as often as she does, and she deals with stalkers all the time. The other thing is, she's just trying to be more supportive of Travis Kelce. This is something I didn't even consider, although we've talked about her at the games and, you know, the media circus that causes being a distraction for Travis.
Yeah.
So being a fiance, she's made a little more of a natural progression towards being less out there and attracting attention, especially when those first few games he wasn't playing so well. And so she didn't want to,
okay.
She just didn't want to become a distraction for him.
But didn't she do the opposite of that with the giant wall covering her and everybody talking about
that? Yeah, I think that just kind of backfired a little bit. What's also interesting is that even though she wants to be a little more low-key, she has not asked the NFL or any of the TV networks to stop showing her.
Oh. So I didn't know that was a thing, like an option for her to do.
I mean, I'm sure you can ask anything.
Anything's an option.
Yeah. Whether they actually do it or not, that's something else.
Right.
You can absolutely ask.
Travis Kelce's on a nice little run, though. He's playing pretty good right now. So now she's like, okay. Like, you know, we saw her on Monday night in the box. So
yeah,
like,
he scored his 100th touchdown.
He's dominating now. Everybody look at me.
He's doing the Fate of Ophelia dance.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, remember a while back when a bunch of monkeys escaped a primate research facility and local authorities telling people that lived in the area, keep your doors and windows closed, and there were all kinds of theories. The monkeys were probably carrying diseases that were being tested, you know, that they were being used in tests and stuff like that. Those monkeys, I think that was in South Carolina, they were all eventually captured, although it took a few months. Well, listen to this, because we have yet another incident. Yesterday, a truck transporting some research monkeys in Mississippi crashed. Many of them, unfortunately, died in the crash, but at least three still on the loose. And here is the statement from the Jasper County Sheriff's Office that they posted on Facebook. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
Because they said these monkeys, quote, carry hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID, and are deemed to be aggressive to humans and require personal protective equipment to handle them.
And they're just out there on the loose?
Can you imagine being attacked by a monkey that has hepatitis, herpes, and COVID? I mean, talk about the worst one-night stand of all time. Now, look, they've since updated their statement saying, okay, this is not actually true. These monkeys are being transported to Tulane University. That's where they're going to be, unfortunately, that's their research department there does tests on them. But since they were on their way there, they had not yet been infected with the herp, hep, or COVID
yet. Do we believe that?
I don't know. I mean, that's just what they're saying. But three of these are still on the loose. They've hired a company to go track them down and find them. Unfortunately, again, many of the other monkeys did not survive, although not much of a life if you're being transported to a research facility where you're going to get the herp, the hep, and the vid.
Oh, my gosh, so sad.
Yeah.
I feel bad for those monkeys.
If you live in the area of Jasper County, Mississippi, you might want to keep your doors and windows closed for real this time, because you do not want to get the trifecta of those three things. That's miserable.
That's scary. Do we know if we're number one in Mississippi?
In Jasper County, JV show number one there. Okay. So
those monkeys, listener.
They might be listening right now. Sorry, guys. Sorry, fellas.
All right, enough of that monkey business.
Yeah.
Coming up next on the JV show, we got your shot to win a JV show chug mug.
The JV show on Wild 94.9.
For the JV show.
Happy hump day, JV show.
Hump day.
It's Yvette from Pittsburgh. I just wanted to say I finally got my chug mug yesterday.
Oh, thank God.
After waiting 3 whole months. So thank you, guys. And also, thank you for the $6 tickets that I won as well. Okay, bye. Have a good rest of the week.
You too.
Oh, wow. $6 tickets and a chug mug.
Wow.
Just yesterday,
worth the wait for sure.
Yesterday on the show, you maintained, because we had played a talk back from Yvette there, and she was like, it's been months, no chug mug. What's happening? And then you're like, well, I mailed it out weeks ago, maybe even months ago. But then she just conveniently got it
right
yesterday.
After
because I said I would double check, and I sent the information again so it could be like expedited. You know?
Right.
It's a lot going on right now. Government shutdown.
Got it.
My eyes, not
excuses.
Doing
Hurricane Melissa.
Yeah.
Obviously affecting deliveries.
But. Probably, yeah.
All right, let's get to What the Bleep, because somebody, hopefully, fingers crossed, is going to be winning another Chuggy Muggy this morning. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
My worst fear is accidentally showing my to all my coworkers on Zoom.
Mm-hmm. You got to check your camera.
Yeah.
Check if it's on.
usually make sure mine is off.
Yeah. Check if you're wearing clothes.
Yeah, make sure you got clothes on.
Yeah, then that, and then make sure you're muted also. Right. Please be on mute, people. Yeah. What are you doing? Yeah. All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Then get your iHeartRadio app out. Make sure you're streaming Wild 94.9, because that's the only way that you can see that little red microphone button right there. You're going to want to hit that. Leave us a guess. Remember, it's got to be something PG that we can play on the air, but leave us your name and your city along with that guess so we can shout you out if you get it correct. But only the first person with the correct answer wins that JV Show chug.
That's right. So get those guesses in now, because we are going to play some of them next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Back to What the Bleep. All you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and you're going to get this JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what it is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Here's today's clip in case you are just tuning in.
My worst fear is accidentally showing my to all my coworkers on Zoom.
That would be hilarious. That'd be so funny.
Hit screen record as quick as you can.
Did you hear about Jess? She showed her what's on Zoom.
Then you screenshot it.
All the bosses saw it.
You know what's happened to people before? I'm so scared of that.
I know. I love those videos. You see the one of the kid who was in class? His mom walked naked in the background. And the teacher was like, "Who is that naked back there?" And the mom turned, "Oh my God, so funny." But everyone's worst nightmare if you have to do anything on Zoom, obviously. All right, let's go to your guesses.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Grace from San Bruno. I think the bleeped out word is mess. Have a nice day.
Mess. That's a popular guess this morning. Yeah, it's like anytime you sit down and start a Zoom, you got to look around in the background.
Real quick.
Do a quick scan and then a quick tidy up and then start over.
Or people just blur the background.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. And I just assume that there's just a colossal mess at their house behind them.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kim from Tracy. My guess for the bleeped out word is apartment. Thank you. Have a good day.
You don't want anybody seeing the whole place.
I guess so.
Bye. What's up, JV Show? It's Jim from Hayward. I think the bleeped out word is bra. Have a good one.
Bra.
Yeah, bra.
Jess, put a shirt on if you're going to be joining this meeting.
Jess,
please.
You're on mute. Also, put a shirt on because we're all staring at your bra.
I would actually have to quit at that point.
All right, continue to leave those guesses. What do you think today's bleeped out word is? We're going to play more of your talkbacks coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are playing What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. That's how you win this JV Show chug mug. Here's today's clip in case you missed it.
My worst fear is accidentally showing my to all my coworkers on Zoom.
You're sick.
Embarrassing.
And let's go to your guesses on the talkback, see if anybody got it right.
Hi, this is Michelle from South San Francisco. I think the bleeped out word is email.
Show your email.
That could potentially be embarrassing.
Like if it's a Hotmail.
Right.
if you have a Yahoo account still.
Morning, everybody. Francisco from Hayward. And my guess is my thigh. Jesse's thigh. I'm afraid of showing my thigh on the Zoom meeting. Anyway, thanks, guys.
No, most of my coworkers have seen it already.
Yeah. Is it still live on our story, JV Morning Show on Instagram?
I think it might be.
Might have another, few minutes you can catch that thing from yesterday.
It's almost gone.
She's refusing to post a follow-up.
Yeah, once it's gone, it's say your goodbyes. So.
Someone should get on. Can someone get on there and screenshot that, actually?
Oh, good point. Yeah.
Good morning, JV Show. It's Dion from San Francisco, and I think the bleeped out word is closet.
Closet.
Does anyone want to show a picture of their closet?
Just one big mess. No.
Yeah,
I'll
guess
pass.
Not. They'll know I have a problem with shopping.
Hi, this is Ashley from Berkeley again. Is it screen? Because you don't want them to see your screen in case you're doing something else while you're on Zoom.
There it is. Here's today's clip unbleeped, you guys.
My worst fear is accidentally showing my screen to all my coworkers on Zoom.
We're all doing something else on our screen during the meetings, right?
Always. Yeah.
You don't want to accidentally share your screen and everyone see that. Or see, if you were my wife, they would see how many browser tabs she has open. That gives me anxiety. There's so many.
Yeah, I saw a video.
Because of what? Because what the tabs are, the fact that there's so many.
Hers are the volume of them, but we've also seen those stories where you, where they share their, somebody shares their screen and then you see what sites they're on.
Yes.
And those are either inappropriate or embarrassing. I've seen both those. My wife's would be the sheer volume of tabs. I lose sleep at night thinking about how many tabs are open.
I don't like a lot of tabs open either.
Oh, I like as many as it allows. But I did see a woman post on TikTok saying that she accidentally was sharing her screen and she was on ChatGPT and everybody could see her previously searched, you know, topics. And one of those was the Skims thong with the hair on it. She was so embarrassed.
Why would you have to ask ChatGPT about that?
Because I guess she was wondering, like,
where do I get it?
She was
wondering.
She was wondering about the trend of, you know, hair down there and how it has evolved with the Skims and with Kim Kardashian putting out that line. But I guess the way that ChatGPT titled that topic was even worse than just like Skims thong line or something. It had to do with saying hair down there.
Isn't it crazy that when you read more about how, you know, AI works and these massive server centers and data centers and stuff, and, you know, they were talking about how much energy it uses every
and
time
water.
People say thank you, you know, just typing thank you into AI, it uses so much power and resources we're using to power all this stuff. And here we are asking it questions about Skims bushes.
I know.
You know what I mean? And like, we're wasting our valuable, we're asked to cut back our electricity usage, but no, we've got these things just sucking down all the power of the globe just to answer people's questions about a fake bush.
You should always say thank you though, just in case they remember you for later.
No, that's
I
just
refuse.
A waste.
I've cut it off. I've gotten rid of all the pleasantries.
Really?
It's AI. It doesn't need the pleasantries. All right. But let's give some pleasantries right now. Let's give some shout outs. First, Ashley in Berkeley. What's up, Ashley? What's up? My voice is struggling today. I can't give like the full, like, you know, what's up shout out. But Ashley had the very first correct answer this morning. She's getting a brand new JV Show chug mug. Nice work. Couple other people came with the correct answer this morning. Jess and Angelo in Brentwood had it. So did our buddy Lance in San Ramon. What's up, Lance? What's up? Hope you have a great hump day. Melissa in San Jose also came with the correct answer this morning. Jess, anybody squeak one in that I have yet to see?
I think Kelly from San Jose might have as well.
Nice work, Kelly in San Jose. Nice work. If you did not win your chug mug today, do it tomorrow.
That's right.
Tomorrow, that'd be the day.
Same time.
That's what I would win.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Before we get to our Yup Nope game.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
Cool or not? I went to Michael's last week and they already had Valentine's Day stuff up.
What?
What do you think? Have a great day.
There's no way.
No.
I mean, I've already been overwhelmed by the amount of Christmas stuff that's out. When I went to Home Depot to look for Halloween decorations, they were already stuffed into the corner and all the Christmas stuff was out and occupying all the prime real estate.
Valentine's Day?
I'm here for the Christmas stuff because it's basically almost that time already.
But it's not. It's still Halloween.
Yeah,
time.
But we only have literally and 3 days left.
Not cool, all of it. I hate it.
Not cool about Valentine's Day. That's
I'm going not cool.
Like,
too
that's
soon.
Very not cool.
Too soon, bro.
All right, let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Vladimir.
Vladimir, how's it going? Good morning to you. Happy hump day!
Oh, it's hump day!
Oh, we don't get a hump day back. Wow.
Oh, happy hump day.
There we go. All right. So you are on a play of the JV Show's Yup Nope game. I think you know how this works. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. Just got to get 3 correct. And
you'll win tickets for Demi Lovato.
Let's get right to it. Question number 1. Heathrow Airport is one of the busiest international airports in the world. What country is Heathrow Airport in? Oh, you know what? I turned. Did you answer? Because I turned the phone off over here on my end. Sorry about that.
Wow, the disrespect.
What was it? Did you say anything?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to go to the United States.
No.
We're looking for the UK. Also would have accepted England.
Yeah, it's over there. It's in London.
Yeah.
All right, question number 2. In 1830, at just the age of 24, Joseph Smith founded what religion?
Oh, God. The Masons?
What?
Nope.
Who's there?
Who's that in the back? What?
What are you doing?
Are you in it? What?
Who was that?
I got my wife and kids. We're taking the kids to school.
Nice. I want, after every answer, can you just have her say, what?
What are you doing?
The answer we were looking for there was the Mormon religion. He founded the Mormonism in 1830.
All right, question number three. The tallest tree in the world is approximately 380 feet tall. What species of tree is it?
Redwood tree.
What?
Yeah.
What? There it is.
She's like, oh, thank God you got one right. All right, question number four. Think about this name I'm going to give you. Steely McBeam is the mascot for what NFL team?
Say that one more time.
Steely McBeam is the name of the mascot for what Steelers. NFL team? Steelers, there you go.
Yeah.
Steely McBeam.
That's cute.
He's kind of stupid looking.
Really?
I don't know. We have sourdough Sam, so I'm not really going to be casting too many shots there.
Vladimir, let me see. Ooh, you got two correct. Not quite the three that you were looking for. Gosh, dang it.
Oh! Son of a Mason.
You did not win the JV show. You have no game. But we love your energy. Thanks for coming on and playing truthfully and honestly.
Yes, appreciate you guys.
We are going to put you on hold really quick. Have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right, thank you. Can I give a shout out to my son Jax and my daughter Aubrey?
Sure. Yeah. Have a great day.
Was that the shout out?
Yeah.
Okay. Just shout him up. What?
I'm just happy to be here.
Have a great day at school, you guys.
Who gives a fart?
Yes, and hang on. Jess is going to pick up from the next room. Grammy, do we have more shout outs?
Yeah, I can't stop laughing about that. What? She's just like in disbelief. Yeah, I got some DMs here. Hey, Graham, can you give a shout out to my daughter, Lillian, who is 10 today? I love you so much. And she wants to let the entire world know she just got her ears pierced last weekend.
Nice.
Thanks. Love, Mom. Emily. Yes. Happy birthday, Lillian.
Who gives a fart?
And the ears pierced. That's a big deal.
Yep.
All right. Next one. Graham, can you please shout out my boy, Alex, turning 6 today. He's a huge fan of the Yep Nope game, and it would make him so happy to hear happy birthday. That's from Dad, Mom, and Abe. Yes. Happy birthday, Alex.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hey, Graham. Twin mom sliding into your DMs. Welcome in. Can you please give a big birthday shout out to Mason and Madison Blue, who are turning 10 today. Bye-bye single digits and hello double digits. I'm so proud, happy, and lucky to be their mom. Happy birthday, twins. Olive juice, she says. Yes, happy birthday, twins.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. I'd love to send a birthday shout-out to my son, Julius. If possible, our message would be happy 15th birthday to Julius from Castro Valley. We couldn't think of what message would embarrass you most, so we'll just say...
Who gives a fart?
Thanks, and that's from Ebony. Another one here. Hey, Graham, I was wondering if you could send a happy birthday shout-out to my son, Berardo, who turns 15 years old, and that's from Mom and younger brother Adrian. We love you so much and hope you have an amazing day. Thank you. And that's from Ariana. Yes, happy 15th birthday.
Who gives a
fart? One more. Hey there, Graham. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
Just want to wish my first baby, my first nephew, Marcus, a happy 15th birthday. I love you so much. You're such an incredible son, brother, and nephew. Keep up all the good things you're doing with school and sports, kid. We love you so much. And happy birthday from Auntie Danny, your mom, Rosalind, Aaron, and Alexa. Yes, happy birthday, Marcus, 15. Yeah.
Who gives a fart?
Nah, never
mind. That's a good point.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
JV Show. Shout out to that guy for playing the JV Show Yep Nope game truthfully. Unlike some people from yesterday. Because he said, I don't know, and he actually did not know. Unlike the guy from yesterday saying, I don't know, and then just randomly blurting out the correct answer. Much respect for people who actually play it honestly. That just made my day. Have a great day, you guys.
Me too.
Yeah, that
Thank
made
so
my
much.
Day.
The Mason?
What?
Can I say something?
Yeah.
His name was Vladimir, not Vladimir.
Wow.
Thanks a lot, Jess.
Jess.
Yeah, I blame
Congratulations, Vladimir. Yeah,
The Mason?
What?
What?
Today's Hottest Trending is next. Grammy, what do you have?
All right, move over, Waymo, because Uber just said, hold my beer. They are planning on rolling out robo-taxis here in San Francisco
really?
Very soon.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
You guys have to hear the Selena Gomez prank call gone wrong. I don't know if you guys know who Somber is or maybe have seen the name around.
Oh, yeah. An artist, right?
He's an artist. Yeah. I honestly don't know a whole lot about him. Don't know his music, but I have seen his name a lot.
more.
He's going to be at Coachella.
As of lately. Mm-hmm. Okay, that makes sense. Well, he's also been doing a series of shows. And during his show earlier this week, I guess he does this thing where he calls one of his exes. And so he's like, hey, this is during Monday night. He's like, hey, I'm about to call somebody. I need you guys to just like shut the hell up so you can hear what is going on. And then he proceeds to call Selena Gomez. But Benny Blanco picks up the phone. So I went through this call and I kind of pumped up the volume on when Benny Blanco talks just so you can hear a little bit better. So it might sound like a little bit weird, but okay. he's trying to play the audio from the phone through the mic. So it sounds a little weird, but just follow along.
Selena? Is this Selena?
Are you serious?
Benny? Is this Benny Blanco? Oh, Somber, you know me, right, Benny? You know, Somber.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's a little hard to hear, but Benny at first, he says, who's this? And he's like, it's Somber, you know me, right? And then Benny says, yes, I know you.
It's a long story. You working on any new music? I'm sorry, I was trying to call someone else and you answered. So I didn't even know this was your phone number, I thought. Okay, well, that's awkward. Benny, I'll love you. Talk to you later, buddy. I'm sorry, Benny. Okay, I was trying to call your wife. Bye, Benny.
And then he hung up. He's like, why are you calling my phone? So I don't know if that used to be Selena's number and now it's Benny's, or if it's actually Benny's phone, I don't know. But he accidentally ended up talking to Benny Blanco when he was trying to call Selena Gomez.
Wait, so Somber's trying to imply that he dated Selena Gomez?
Yeah, and that's like another thing I was going to bring up, because I was like, who is this guy? There is no record of them dating. He's also really young. He was born in 2005, so this guy is like 20.
Okay, but why? But then why the call, if this is part of his act where he calls exes? It seems like a weird shot to call, right?
Exactly. That's why a lot of people are just a little confused.
Maybe something did happen.
I guess we can't rule it out. I don't know. She's 33. He's 20. I don't know. But maybe.
That doesn't rule it out.
But maybe, to your point, Graham, maybe.
Also, how does he let his other exes know that he's going to be calling them? Because, like, Selena, there's one thing we know on radio, like, you have to test the call before, you don't just dial a number live on the air and expect somebody to answer.
Right.
Nobody answers the phone anymore. So if he actually, does he normally talk to somebody during this segment of his show? Because you have to call him ahead of time and let him know. It's also weird that Benny Blanco answered, because who answers their phone anymore?
So you particularly think it was planned?
Particularly if you're a celebrity.
So you think the whole thing was planned?
The whole thing's weird to me, but also, like, it seems like you knew you were going to get somebody to answer the phone.
And I'm sure there's times where he does it and he's like, oh, well, they didn't pick up.
Right.
You know, he just says it's a quick thing between songs.
According to Google, him and Selena Gomez did not date. They said
that's what I saw, too.
Well, ask Google who, like, any, I mean, you can't, that's not definitive just because Google doesn't know about it. But it also seems planned. It also seems planned to me, because he answered the phone. Nobody answers their phone anymore. And particularly if it's a number like they don't know. Benny Blanco's pretending like he doesn't know who Somber is. You know, like, what? Why are you calling me?
Right.
You wouldn't answer that
call. I mean,
it
could be. It could be. But
yeah, it must
be. But then again, I don't know. The way, how like embarrassed and flustered he looked on stage after that. I don't know if that something like that could be planned.
Yeah. No, he definitely sounded like he screwed up.
So, I don't know, but, you know, people love
it. That's an awkward segment.
It was very, so very awkward. All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, Uber just announced this morning they are getting in on the robo-taxi game. Sorry, Waymo. Uber just said, hold my beer. They've partnered with two other Bay Area tech companies, Nuro, which is a self-driving tech company, and then EV car maker Lucid. They're going to be the ones that are providing the cars for this. Testing of their autonomous fleet set to start in just the coming months. And then the full program is expected to launch sometime next year. San Francisco, shocking, going to be the first place where service is rolled out in. And I'm assuming the first place where they are really testing most of their cars. The writing's been on the wall here for a while, as we've known that all these companies like Uber and Lyft, their ultimate end game goal was to have an autonomous fleet, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, those pesky human drivers.
Anything to cut out the drivers.
Keep wanting more money, and they can't afford to pay anybody enough. So I think we've seen this coming. And San Francisco, anybody that's driven through San Francisco knows that every other car is either a Waymo or some other autonomous test car for whatever other company. So the future is all autonomous driving, clearly. And now Uber is basically telegraphing their next move for all you Uber and Lyft drivers. They just want to go full autonomous. I mean, it's going to take a long time, obviously, because Uber has a massive number of you know, drivers and cars signed up to their platform. But the writing's on the wall.
That is kind of crazy to think about.
It's weird.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Really quick, before we get to something that I think is a little controversial, it's at least worth a discussion here. It's something he said on a live stream. We are just a couple days away from Halloween, according to these reports. Gummies and other candy going to be taking the lead this year over chocolate, just because chocolate prices so incredibly expensive. You know,
I'm not
every
cheering
year.
For chocolate prices being expensive, but I'm cheering for getting the other kinds of candies.
That's what I was going to ask. Are you mad at this?
No.
Or, I like everything else over chocolate first.
Your boy can only eat so many bite-sized Snickers and before I'm like,
Unless it's Almond Joys.
No thanks. I'm definitely, when my kids dump out their bucket and can I please select one thing, please? Can I select a couple things? I mean, I select more after they go to sleep, of course, but then, and I always go for, I mean, give
I
me
go
some
for the gummies,
give
me Starburst,
some gummies, give me a Laffy Taffy, whatever. I'm going to need that stuff.
Chocolate share of Halloween candy sales have dropped 52% from last year, and that is because of rising cocoa prices, which we've been hearing about for a few years now. It just keeps on going up and going up. All right, so Justin Bieber, he was on this Twitch live stream. Now listen to what he said when it comes to cheating.
If you even think of a woman with lust, it's the same thing as actually doing it, committing adultery or whatever. It's like if it even just crosses your mind for 1 second.
Now he was like quoting scripture when he said this, so he was taking this from somewhere else, but it sounds like it's something that he agrees with, and that's why he's bringing it up. If you even think about a woman, it's cheating.
Wow.
Graham, you look very guilty.
I'm just saying there's probably a lot, not me personally, but there's probably a lot of guys listening. They're like, well, now lump me in with the rest of the cheaters because it's happened.
Do we all agree that's not... I'm not going to break up with somebody like, oh my God, you're a cheater.
Also, how would you know that they're thinking that?
That's a good point. That's a good point.
Well, once we all have that chip implanted in our head, then you'll just know. Are you thinking about her again? What are you doing, you cheater?
So you can keep track of someone's thoughts.
Now,
scary.
Okay, but let's just say you could know or your person came and told that to you. Wouldn't that be incredibly hurtful? It's not cheating.
Yes.
In Justin Bieber's mind, it's cheating. But if like your man was like, oh man, I can't stop thinking about that woman I saw in the office today. Whew,
would be strange.
But what if that know what I mean? Like that would hurt your feelings,
If it's a constant thing, wouldn't that also imply that there's like, it's more than just a thought that pops into your mind? It's like,
why are you calling her a thought? She's just some woman around the office, Lena.
You know what I mean?
You don't know her. Don't judge her.
But what if it's a celebrity? Like a celebrity that they would never basically encounter.
Right.
Mm. But they're still having those like sexual thoughts about
them. But you're finding out that they think about them in that way. It would hurt
It helps that I know that celebrity would never give you a chance. But in Justin Bieber's case, who is also a celebrity, it's like you have access to other celebrities.
And also cross your mind for 1 second. Is Justin Bieber trying to claim he's holier than thou here? Because bro, I'm not buying that for one second.
A lot of people are pointing out how do you control random thoughts?
Again, you don't have to judge these ladies. Your man.
There's things that pop into your head, throughout the day. If you don't have any control over that, should you be punished?
I mean, it's a good point. I just think, I guess I understand what he's saying at the root of it, like that it would, it would have a damaging effect on your relationship. I think if you knew what someone was thinking
day. Guy is like, hey, guess who I thought about today? Like, who does that?
Well, exactly. And likewise, why are we just pinning this on guys? As if guys are the only ones that cheated.
It just seems like something more guys would do.
No, if my wife came to me and was like, oh man, I've been thinking a lot about, whatever guy, that would, I would be deeply offended, right? That would hurt my feelings.
Of course.
Has it ever happened? I don't know, maybe, I'm just saying.
But you wouldn't consider that cheating.
No, that's not actual cheating.
Right.
But if it was...
It's like, I just wouldn't want to know.
I think we're all better off not knowing.
I just don't want to know.
Right? But does it get to the point where it elevates to, like, this would be a deal breaker if you found... If, again, you could read thoughts and, you know...
Yeah, I mean, if I knew you were constantly thinking about somebody else...
Mm-hmm. With no intent to act, but maybe they're thinking about somebody else.
Especially... If they're thinking about, let's say, a celebrity that looks nothing like you, because then it's like, oh, so that's what you like.
That could be really hurtful.
You've just broken up with every guy ever, but okay.
Oh, but like, yeah, if I found out it was like you were like daydreaming about this person all day, like every day, like then what are you doing with me?
That would hurt a lot.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Again, why are we saying this is only applies to men?
Because it just sounds like something that more guys do. It does. Yeah.
There's no ladies listening right now that have ever cheated.
Obviously.
No. Squeaky clean record.
Well, not like thinking about it all day.
Sure.
Bieber also said during this live stream.
If you treat a man with anger or something, it's the same as killing a man.
If you treat a guy with anger, it's the same as killing him. You also committed murder.
Oh my God.
Now that one.
And he's like, I killed 10 people this week.
He said that?
Yes.
Wow.
Whoa.
Okay, so at least he's admitting to that, but he's not admitting to thinking of a woman lustfully.
Yes. Interesting.
Because that's cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, you said he's getting this from where? The Bible?
Yeah, he was like quoting some scripture.
No, quoting is not the right word.
Okay,
he even think of a man or something about that or something. Yeah, he's definitely.
He was paraphrasing some scripture.
Thank you.
That's right. Jesus did not say direct quote.
I mean, I'm sorry, I haven't read the Bible, so maybe like Jesus is like, dude, if you even think about that killing another man, bro, or something, yeah, it's that's the same as murder, bro. Like, maybe he did say that. I don't know. I'm not
an expert. Like that. But a lot of people, yeah, a lot of people were like, dude, bro, the cheating part, what are you talking about?
Yeah, a bit too.
I don't know, but maybe if anybody agrees, hey, okay. I wouldn't want to know that my man is thinking about it Mm-mm. with somebody else.
Same.
So, I mean, if you want to leave a talk back, that is always open on the iHeartRadio app for you.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We were just talking about Bieber. He's on a Twitch live stream, and he says, hey, even thinking about a woman lustfully, that thought even pops up into your head, that's cheating. You're committing adultery. Just even thinking about it.
Good morning, JV Show. Hey, guys, about that Justin Bieber cheating is like looking at the person or thinking about it. But as a married woman, I don't think I've ever thought about the actual thought of cheating. And I guess if you get to that point, then you kind of are. I mean, I think everybody looks at others and, you know, you find them attractive, but I never think about the actual act of cheating, if that makes sense. Anyway.
That's a good point.
Was she calling from inside the eye of Hurricane Melissa?
Yes.
That was a lot of
yes,
a lot
she
of
was.
Going
Please
on
report
there.
Back to us. Let us know how that
what
works
do you think
out.
About the point she makes there,
That
lady?
Actually has a good point. If you are in a marriage, in a relationship, and you're even thinking about that, that tells me that you're just so
checked out
of your relationship.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
It might as well be cheating at that point. I kind of do see that point.
Okay, I think there's a big difference between what you guys are saying, which is someone lusting all day long, every day after someone. Bieber literally said, if you even think for a second about another person, then that's it. That's cheating. Come on, son. We have all looked at another person and been like, hi there. It's not, whatever. I don't want to know about it necessarily, but like, whatever.
Right.
Okay, about that? That's on the other side there a little bit. First one. That first talk back, she said, you even think about it. Yeah, if you've even thought about cheating, hooking up with someone else. Yeah, as a married woman. Yeah, that's basically, right. You might as well. That's basically cheating. And you guys are like, yeah, you're checked out. You're not into it. And then she's saying, come on, everybody's thought about it.
But she's not saying everybody's thought about cheating. They've just said,
I think it's the two different things. Like yeah, the first talk back talking about, you're thinking about the act of cheating. You're actually thinking about you cheating on your spouse.
Right.
The second one is you just briefly for a second thinking about somebody else
or like
who's
thinking,
attractive.
Right. Thinking
but
like,
what are
oh,
you
that's
thinking about when they're attractive. You're just like, oh, nice chiseled jawline. Or are you thinking about like,
I mean, it could be nice
what they look like with
abs.
No clothes on.
Yeah, it could be that. But
obviously,
even lusting after them, just, you know, in terms of just their
I think you
guys appearance.
Are in some gray area now about what you're.
I feel like it's a little bit.
You're defining,
these are two different things.
What
both
you're defining
I,
as
both I don't want to know about that my man is doing.
I would want him to not ever think about another woman ever, but...
But you can't control that, right. And I feel like neither can he.
Okay, but... So then, like, what about looking at... Watching videos on the internet of certain things?
Right, Bieber would consider that cheating. Right.
Okay, but, what about you guys? Because you just said...
But you watching that, I don't think that means that you're thinking about you yourself cheating.
In that moment, you're thinking about what it would be like to be doing whatever is happening.
So then you...
That thing. So I'm just going back to that... To that first talk back, because like, you guys agreed. Well, so then, yeah, that's cheating.
You would consider someone watching videos like that cheating?
No, I'm asking you, ladies, because there's two different things being discussed here, and you guys agreed with the first one, and then we have another talk back there, which I think is probably more accurate. Everyone's thought about something at some point.
I guess, and correct me if I'm wrong, Selena, but I think we're seeing that if, like, your man is actively thinking about a specific person of, like, oh, like, I want to do things with that person and actively thinking about cheating, then isn't
right,
he already,
that
yeah, yeah. Isn't he already kind of, like, halfway there to thinking about, like, how he would cheat?
Yes. See, that I would agree.
Right. And so then on the other hand, we're saying everybody has thought at some point, yes, like, oh, that person's attractive. Like, we talk about attractive celebrities sometimes, but it's not like, oh, I think they're attractive, and I'm not saying that because I would want to do anything with them or ever cheat, if that makes sense. Like, there are two different things.
I'm lost.
I'm with you, Jess.
Okay.
I'm with you, Jess.
Good morning, JV Show. Happy hump day.
Hump day.
Ladies, come on now. Don't act like we haven't all stopped on TikTok at some thirst trap and stopped and thought about it for a minute. We are all guilty. We are all human. It is not cheating. And we are not going to be taking any kind of relationship advice or life advice from Bieber. So
we're definitely not doing that. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, Jess, when you do see someone attractive on Instagram or TikTok or whatever, what do you think about yourself doing things with that person?
No.
Because I'm just like, oh, that person's hot. Like, he looks really good, right. or whatever. It's not like I'm not sitting there imagining me and right. that person doing things.
That's a great answer for the radio. If your man might be listening, you've never in your life pictured when you're in a relationship, pictured like just it. You're not saying I would act on this if this was presented to me. It's just oh, wow, that person's attractive.
Ever in my life. Yeah, of course. But she's talking about just scrolling as if every attractive person we see, we just start imagining doing things with them.
I'm not saying.
I don't.
I didn't ask that. I'm just saying because you guys agreed earlier that that's cheating, basically. You guys kind of switched and joined Bieber's side there at the start based on the first talkback. So I'm just trying to figure
out where the first talkback is a little bit different. She's talking about if you're actually thinking about the act of cheating, if you're thinking about yourself cheating, then you might as well be doing that.
And thinking about actually doing the act, not like what you're stating, which you're saying like, well, actually, I don't even know.
Thinking about hooking up with someone.
I think you're talking.
Are you talking about like cheating? Like, oh, I'm going to drive to their house and then this is how it would go down. Like, are you talking about like thinking about like planning out how it would happen?
That's what that first talk back sounded like. If you're thinking about you yourself cheating, you're halfway there.
I just think, but.
Maybe not the logistics, like driving and finding the directions to the house, but just the act itself.
I guess I'm still lost with where you guys are landing on this one.
I think they're two, kind of.
So thinking about hooking up with someone in a brief moment, that doesn't count as cheating. But thinking about cheating with them, that is cheating.
I don't get the
difference. That's what you guys have been saying this whole time. I'm confused.
Now you put it in confusing terms.
Well, I'm lost.
I just said it back to you the same way you guys have been saying it. That's not how I said it. I didn't say thinking about cheating.
Right.
But now you just confused
go back
me.
And listen to this. I'm as confused as anybody.
It makes sense in my head.
Sure.
Yeah, me too.
Next, we might argue this further, or we can actually go to talking about Halloween. We have a couple things. We'll decide.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. Okay. I have a joke to tell you. What do ducks have under their mouth hammer? Butt quack.
Say have a good morning.
Have a good morning. We listen to you every single day. Bye.
Thank you.
Happy hump day.
What do ducks have under their tail feathers?
Yeah. A butt.
Butt quack. That was good. That was so good. Thank you for that nice little chuckle there. By the way, we're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Deal alert.
Oh. Chipotle bringing back their boo. burritos, you guys. $6 burritos. You can get, I think, actually any entree, but you can get a burrito for just $6. But you have to be dressed up in costume. This is from on Halloween, which is Friday, from 3 in the afternoon until they close. Anytime during there, if you come in costume, you got to scan your rewards member thing from the app or whatever.
Oh,
but
God, I hate
if you're
that.
In costume, you can get that $6 burrito.
That sounds good. I haven't had Chipotle in so long.
It's been years.
I had it this
literally, year. Yeah.
I had it this earlier this week, you guys, because remember, I was pretty hungover from Saturday night, and my wife refused to drive me for some hangover food on Sunday. And then I think it was Monday, still hungover today on Wednesday, but the hangover food craving was really kicking on Monday, so I'm like, I'm going to get some Chipotle. I need that, just one of those giant, massive burritos. And I got the worst burrito I've ever gotten
from
them.
What do you mean?
And it just like ruined it for me because I was just needing that big, good, delicious hangover burrito. And I love Chipotle. Yeah, I eat there from time to time. It was ice cold. Every ingredient in it was cold. And I was like, this is not possible because I ordered ahead, but not within 10
not
minutes.
Not that much
it was
ahead.
Like, I got there right as soon as it said it was ready. I timed it out perfect. Everything just ice cold. Couple ingredients in there that I didn't ask for, like the corn salsa and stuff, which is fine. But like, I didn't ask for that. And it was just, I don't know. There was something about an ice cold burrito when you need a nice warm one to help cure your hangover and you get an ice cold one.
Right.
I'll give them a second shot.
Eating while hungover, sometimes it's always just like a hit or miss for me. Because sometimes something sounds good and I get it and then I just get very like icked out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you'd get icked out if you ate this thing that had
definitely
the wrong ingredients
would.
On it and it was freezing cold.
Usually for me, it has to be something very fresh. I don't know. Something that's...
Chipotle is usually pretty fresh. They usually cook it right there in front of you. It comes out steaming right there off the grill.
Except for the time you go.
Except for the time that I went. They added ice cubes to it.
Yeah. All right. Another Halloween-related thing. So you guys both have kids. Separate families, of course.
Yes, thank you.
But you're going to be trick-or-treating with your little ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
But Selena, if you had a hypothetical daughter that was maybe a teenager that was going trick-or-treating with friends, would you use technology to track her and keep tabs on her on Halloween night?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Is that like a bad thing?
So,
like, hold on.
It's a new thing to me because I don't know if I saw that people were doing this last year. But according to a new survey, 90% of parents are going to be using technology to track their kids this year.
They're dropping an AirTag in their Halloween pumpkin bucket.
Well, yeah, by AirTags.
By phones. I don't think I'm not going to sit there tracking my hypothetical daughter and, you know, watching her every move. But I mean, I do that anytime she's not with me and she's with somebody else. I check her location.
Okay, good. So you already have that then?
Yeah, just on her phone.
Oh, okay.
You know.
Graham, would you track your kids?
I don't know. I mean, that's going to be a tough one for me because I am anti that, but I also understand why. You know what I mean? It's like, I'd want to know. So
right.
Because it's like parents still want their kids to have their independence, obviously, but then many of them kind of admit, you know, they have their kids' location and they're checking it multiple times an hour.
Because you have your kids' location once they have a phone, but how about before that, Selena? Like, would you be like, okay, remember we talked about like those Skechers shoes that fit an AirTag in it?
Yeah.
Like, would you AirTag your kid prior to them having a phone if they were going to go out, you know, like trick-or-treating or like whatever, do something where you're not there? Are you AirTagging them?
I probably wouldn't drop an AirTag, but I mean, maybe it depends.
Because the phone thing to me is different if you're always sharing your location. Like, I'm not like, oh, you're actively tracking your kid if they got a phone.
Weird.
But there's, you know.
I don't think I would AirTag them. I mean, I would just be hitting up whoever they're with. Like, hey, where are you guys at? When you're coming back, that type of stuff, you know?
But what if I guess I'm saying, like, what if I waited until, and I, again, who knows? But let's say my kids don't have a phone until they're 15. There's going to be a lot of times before that, and everyone's going to be like, oh, you get them the watch thing or whatever. But, like, would you tag them, is my question.
As a teenager, prior to them getting phones.
Anytime from they're 8 years old until they've gotten a phone.
I mean, I'm not against it. Yeah, if they don't have a phone and they're going to be without me for long periods of time,
Or like when they're little, I think you should put an AirTag in their backpack. A lot of parents do that, right? Or in their
shoes. They do, but then I always think, like, if something happens, and what if their backpack gets tossed?
You're right.
And nobody grabs their backpack in an emergency.
Like, wait, I need my books.
Hey,
no, they're not. Nobody's doing that.
My backpack, my water bottle's in there, guys. I'm going to go grab
then
that.
Then what?
Real
you
quick.
Put it on like a necklace
why,
or something?
That's why they put them in their shoes.
That's why it's in their Skechers, but makes shoes if, that fit an air tag.
You see a lot of accidents sometimes and the shoe goes flying one way, so then.
Yeah, I know. So you got to get that implanted.
Implanted, yeah.
Microchip in them.
In their wrist.
I think that's the only.
You got to get them chipped, just like we do. Hey, you get your pets. You get your pets chipped.
Right? Why not your kids?
At this point, that's basically what we're.
Oh my god.
That's what we're headed towards, right?
And then you can control them, like clean your room.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
I know.
If you could type in commands.
Yeah.
I'd be furiously typing away all day long.
I know.
No.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So a lot of Sydney Sweeney at the World Series game yesterday. She was sitting there with the actual Christy Martin. You know, Sydney plays Christy in an upcoming biopic that's about to come out. And how about Fox airing a pre-produced Game 4 intro starring Sydney Sweeney.
Given the setting, it would be appropriate to dust the story and movie magic, right? Why not romanticize a bit?
I can't believe that's how she actually talks. Like, when she was like, Jen's a passed down, I thought that was just like a weird voice, no.
She's either still doing her American Eagle
given the setting.
TV commercial voice, or that's just who she is.
Why not romanticize it a little bit? And then she talked over like an entire montage of the Dodgers playing. Here's how her intro ended.
Let's just save the Hollywood for the ending. Welcome to Game 4 of the World Series on Fox.
People slightly annoyed that she did that.
Yeah. It's because you would think they'd get someone to be like pumped and hyped about the
game. It's like, what does she have to do with baseball? That's my thing.
Baseballs are passed down from generation to generation. Enjoy the World Series on Fox. Oh my god. Yeah, pump it up a little bit.
Please.
I always make fun of Selena Gomez when she does a promo for anything. This is my new song.
Yeah, she's the new Selena Gomez.
Enjoy it. And now we have Sydney Sweeney.
Baseballs are passed down.
Baseballs. Genetic, and it's passed down.
A lot of celebrities at the game yesterday, though. LeBron James was there, Brad Pitt, Magic Johnson, Austin Butler, Tobey Maguire. There's probably going to be a lot more celebs there for Game 5 today. By the way, Prince Harry, Meghan Markle, they were also there, and they got booed. It was pretty loud there, but you can make out some boos here in this video I saw. This is when they were on the Jumbotron. Boo! Yeah, people annoyed with Meghan, Sydney Sweeney. We're done with those.
Oh, but I feel bad for Megan. She didn't really do anything.
No, she actually didn't, but just her just being her, I think that's enough.
That's so sad.
Selena Gomez has angered some of her rare beauty models. So she was at Fortune's Most Powerful Women Summit last week, and she's talking about Rare Beauty. That's her cosmetic line. And their mission is to celebrate authenticity and real people. And she said at this meeting that her company doesn't use real models and instead wants something more by using real people, you know, going for people who she felt can be your best friend. She wants someone who's relatable. She goes for like influencers, people who are just more real, right? Okay. Well, that did not sit well with some of her models. One girl said she was feeling nervous already about some career stuff. And then she saw Selena Gomez say that she's not even a real model.
Oh, dang.
So she's like, what the hell am I even doing with this brand? She said it's degrading and it's embarrassing because so many people sent her the clip of Selena Gomez calling her not a real model. She's like, I thought I was working with this brand that's like really big on like empowering women and mental health. I want to work for a brand that sees me and believes in me, and Rare Beauty is not that.
But don't you think Selena Gomez meant like not your stereotypical model?
Yeah, that's what she meant, but she didn't
say that.
So if you were a model working for that brand and to hear the founder be like, you're not, I don't work with real models. Ooh. I would be crushed.
Just women supporting women.
Yeah.
That would sting.
Just staring them down just a little bit.
All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, really quick. The Warriors stacked up another win last night. It was the second game of a back-to-back, and some tired legs did not hold them back from beating the Clippers at Chase Center 98-79. Jimmy Butler had 21 points in the game. Steph dropped 19 to go along with 8 assists. With the win, the Warriors are now 4-1 on the season, and they're going to hit the road. They got a date with the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow. Tip-off on that one is going to be at 5 o'clock. Great start to the season for the Warriors. Now to the 49ers. There's been a lot of speculation about whether or not the 49ers were going to pull the trigger on some sort of trade to help the team following this in just mind-boggling rash of injuries and maybe who they could go out and possibly get. Well, the Niners have now made one move. They've traded a 6th and 7th round pick in the 2026 draft for Keon White of the New England Patriots. He's a defensive end who they think will fit well with Robert Saleh's defensive scheme and has a lot of good upside. 49ers pass rush has been virtually non-existent this season, particularly after losing Nick Bosa, and with more and more injuries that seem to pile up each and every week. We'll take anybody with a pulse at this point. So I'm excited about the trade just to have another body in a uniform because we've lost so many people. I mean, the big debate, though, as the trade deadline approaches, do the Niners make more moves? Do they see this as a season that has potential? Like, hey, we're 5-3. Record's pretty good. We should try to, you know, sort of push things and try to get more talent. Or do they see this like I think a lot of people view this season as a bit of a now learning season for a lot of the young guys on the team, and that they don't really have a great shot of winning the Super Bowl, so why trade away valuable draft picks?
Ooh, which one are you more with, Graham?
I mean, a diehard Niner fan and optimist, I'd love to see them go out and get a bunch of talent and, you know, finish the season out strong and add, but also realist Graham knows that this is probably, with all the injuries, probably not a Super Bowl winning lineup. I don't want to say that to sorry Niner fans, but that's just being realistic about
you're a realist.
Where the team's at. I mean, we've lost a multitude of our top players. So it's tough to overcome.
All right. Thank you, Grammy.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hello, this is Kat from Pensacola. I just wanted to say happy Wednesday. Hope y'all are doing well. And also request if you could please play Selena's laugh song. I'm not sure who created it. I can't remember his name. But I was also thinking that it would be pretty awesome if he made one of Jess, because she says, oh, a lot. All right. Happy Wednesday. Love you guys. Bye.
Is that our boy DJ Gotti, Graham?
Yes, he was the one that created your laugh song, and I should start compiling some of Jess's sounds and things.
Here's a little refresher of my laugh song.
Oh, remix!
Banger right there.
I can't listen to it.
Dude, I need to send that out to more like club DJs and let them play that on Halloween because it's kind of spooky, right?
Oh,
that
one level. Maybe haunted houses.
Dude, love it.
Oh my God, the whole time I'm like, cringing. All right, before we get to our cool or not list, we have your chance to win some crazy cash right now. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword is elf. That's elf. Happy Halloween. Take the keyword elf over to wild949.com. Enter that keyword there, and you might win $1,000 in crazy cash. Good luck.
Nice. Good luck.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Athena from the East Bay. Happy hump day. Cooling off for you. Destination wedding and destination bachelorette. I have that situation coming up. So cool or not? Seems like a lot, I think. So, yeah, want your thoughts on it. Anyways, have a great day, you guys. Love you. Bye.
That sounds expensive.
Yeah.
Very expensive. Cool or not, around the room.
I think cool still sounds fun. But you can't be mad if people can't make both.
That's
if people are having to choose one or the other, and they're going to your wedding, not able to make the bachelorette, you have to expect that.
But they're in the wedding. Like, don't you expect that the people that are in the wedding, they're going to, one, go to your wedding and also go to your bachelorette,
they're going
right?
Not cool. If it's an expectation, then make it something that's a little more realistic for people. Then I'm going not cool.
I'm
going
to say cool if there are some, like, accommodations. Like, are you getting some good deals? You know, maybe you're getting a good package for everybody.
Deals.
Some good deals, yeah. I'm going to say cool because that sounds like a lot of fun.
It does
but
sound
fun.
It's a lot of fun.
I do think it's a lot to ask of
incredibly
people.
Incredibly expensive.
Yeah.
Because I think, I mean, I've done that where you go on a, you know, destination to each one. And yeah, the bill adds up. Not to mention all the other wedding related stuff. If you got to, you know, buy the, if you're a bridesmaid, you got to get the dress, or if you're a groomsman, you got to rent the tux or whatever. The costs skyrocket quickly. Yeah. I almost think if you're doing a destination wedding, it's better to do something local for the bachelor or bachelorette party. More local, where like you could drive to it and not have to book flight and hotel and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Right.
Agreed.
Grammy, would you like to throw something in?
I would. What do you guys think? Cool or not, all the people that are going to be dressing up on Friday as 6'7".
Not.
Have you guys seen these costumes? They're pretty basic. Yeah. You know, it's just one person, one member of the couple just has a big 6 on their shirt, and then their person has a 7, obviously.
I don't like it.
6'7".
I'm going to say not cool, too.
I'm going not cool.
Oh, you just offended a lot of people, and that was their big costume.
That was
their big
costume
that they were
going to
break out. Yeah, I'm going not cool.
Yeah, unless you're going as like a ginormous, like you're actually in a bodysuit that's a giant 6, then I'll allow it.
I think even then, it's done.
Yeah, it's done.
Because if you just have it on your shirt, no,
don't care. It's done.
Yeah, it's done.
Done.
It's done. Wrap it up.
Cool or not, booger gummies.
A what now?
Ew.
Do you guys remember this brand, Frida? They're the ones that came out with the breast milk flavored ice cream. Now they're launching Boogie Bites candy.
It's booger flavored?
Booger inspired candy that they say resembles the real thing. So instead of your kids actually eating their boogers, just give them some of this booger candy.
Mm-mm.
So it's just like, it looks like nerds, but they're green and...
But they're not they're hard. They're soft. They're gummy. They look a little kind of like sugar coated. But yeah, they're green and yellow.
Ew, no. Little, not cool.
And they're, you know, just salty enough to resemble boogers. But
salty?
But still sweet. Yeah.
I'm out. No, thank you.
Because then
gross.
But it's not actual boogers. You wouldn't try one just to see what it tastes like?
Yeah, I'll try one. But like, I'd just rather be just like regular, delicious gummy flavor. I don't need something that's like somewhat in any ballpark resembling what a booger would taste like.
Also, don't you think that would encourage the habit of kids eating boogers more?
They're like, hey, I eat them by the handful over here.
Yeah, because they really like the taste. Yeah,
got a couple.
This
once
is what
I've
my boogers taste like. I'll eat these all day.
Yeah. I can see that backfiring.
Yeah, no
I'm
thanks.
I'm still going cool, though. Some people do like to eat boogers.
You know that the jelly bean game with all the gross flavored jelly bellies?
Yeah.
Like, my kids just will not stop talking about how much they want that. And they're like, oh, man, I can't wait to try that. They're terrible.
There is a booger one, actually.
They taste awful. There's so many just awful flavors in there that are legitimately like the worst thing. Why would you want that? I don't want to accidentally eat any of those flavors that are terrible.
The grass one's good.
Grass flavor?
Yeah.
The toothpaste is
you're like your only safe one just because it's minty. The rest of them.
No, the grass isn't bad.
It's like puke and stuff. No thanks.
What if you give out those for Halloween, cool or not?
But only the bad ones.
Yeah, but only the bad ones.
Just little sacks of fart jelly bellies.
Yeah. They're the bamboozled ones, right?
Here you go, kids. Is that what it's called?
Bean-boozled.
Yeah. I'm not buying that for my kids. All they would do to prank me because they know I love jelly bellies. They're delicious.
It's okay. Auntie Selena will get it for Christmas.
No thanks.
For their stockings. Should we do one more?
Yeah, what do you guys...
Let's do it.
What do you guys think, cool or not, all the trick-or-treating events that happened this past weekend? Was I the only one that's all I saw? Was everybody out trick-or-treating? People were dressed up in shopping centers, going around to stores trick-or-treating. It was just nonstop trick-or-treating last weekend.
But
Halloween's on Friday.
No, I know. But if you want a full weekend of festivities, you do it the weekend before, typically, right?
Because
you can't do it after.
But you don't need to trick-or-treat twice.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
But there are some stores that, like, those were the days that they picked to hold their trick-or-treating events.
Right, but why? What I'm saying is not cool.
Or what if they...
Unnecessary.
If people that did that, they don't really plan on trick-or-treating...
out in the streets.
On Friday, yeah. Maybe, like, their neighborhood doesn't do it, or they live in an apartment complex that doesn't really do it. So, like, we'll go to this trunk or treat.
But everyone can find somewhere... If you can travel to a trunk-or-treat, you can travel to somewhere to trick-or-treat, right?
You can, but not every... Maybe they don't.
Spooky season is just... It goes by way too quick. So enjoy it as much as you can.
I'm not mad at it.
Costume parties, whatever. I'm cool with that. It just seemed like every kid I knew was out trick-or-treating last weekend. And then I scratched my head because...
So you would have
gone? For once you get trick-or-treating
on a Friday. I know.
So enjoy it. And then if there's more stuff on Halloween weekend that you want to celebrate, go for it.
I'm not mad at it.
One week in advance,
people wanted to have events on a Saturday. You can't do that the day after Halloween, so that was really like their only option. No, I don't allow. I won't not allow that.
A lot of people will be celebrating on
Don't
Saturday.
Don't like that. Oh, not cool.
I guarantee there's Halloween parties that are happening.
Yeah. Not cool. It's done. Uh-uh. Moved on to Thanksgiving. Thinking turkey and cranberry.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.